Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, Derek Carr is at the Pro Bowl. We'll hear a little bit from him on free agency versus being traded. Plus, we'll talk about draft and development of a young quarterback. Your calls and texts are all coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, Friday, February 3rd, 2023.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Just Raiders. Win. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team Just every win. Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a Raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Thanks to my man Ari, who each and every day makes sure we're up on YouTube, looking good on YouTube. We definitely do appreciate him. If you check us out and you like the show, give it a thumbs up. Give it a subscription. It's all good. The show is really growing in a major way on YouTube, and that is all 100% because of my guy Ari. And like I said, we do appreciate that. Today's edition of the Locked On Raider podcast is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. I'll tell you a lot more about them later on in the show, but let's go ahead and jump into the news and notes. And on Thursday, a lot of it had to do with Derek Carr. He was back at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, Raiders HQ, after being away for a while, taking care of all the Pro Bowl activities and doing really well. Right, everything I saw from video, he looked like he was throwing the rock really well, looked like he was out there with a purpose, had a reason to throw the rock really well, and, you know, that was the kind of the talk of the town. Everyone's on Twitter. I see people on, national media. I see ESPN, NFL Network all talking about Derek Carr this, Derek Carr that. Hey, I'm not mad at him, man. Go to the Pro Bowl, ball out, have a lot of fun, right? I mean, he's still showcasing himself for the other teams across the league. Of course, he's not showcasing himself for the Raiders, but showcasing himself for the rest of the teams across the league, and he's doing it in the Raiders' home. So I would expect nothing less from any NFL player, right? If they were in the situation that DC is in, I would expect him to go out there and ball out, and that's exactly what he did. So hats off to him. Of course, he's going to be doing Pro Bowl activities the rest of the weekend. And I wasn't able to be there on Thursday. I was actually at Allegiant Stadium for the Shrine Bowl, checking out some of the collegiate athletes that are playing in that All-Star Showcase, including DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson from UCLA, a guy that I kind of had my eye on. And, I mean, he was okay. You know, he wasn't great, but he was okay. And there wasn't really a whole lot of anything in the Shrine Bowl on Thursday. Unfortunately, a lot of field goal kicking where DTR's team actually won. But again, it was on the strength of the field goal kicker as they won, I believe, 12-3 the West over the East. So there's that. But I mean, that was an all-star showcase. Just kind of wanted to see what these players look like after being able to be coached up by the Patriots and also the Falcons coaching staff throughout the course of the week. So that's where I was at. But on Saturday, there's going to be some more media availability. So hopefully I'll be able to talk to Max Crosby, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams. Hopefully I'm able to get all that in on Saturday before I go to this celebrity all-star game that I'm going to try to attempt to play basketball in, and we'll see how that all shakes out. But Derek Carr, from everything that I understand, everyone who was able to talk to him said that, you know, he was in good spirits and he was out there looking really good, and had a couple little sound bites that I wanted to bring to you from what Derek Carr had to say to the media. And the first one is on if he thought he was going to be traded or if he's going to end up being flat out released, because that date, February 15th, is coming sooner rather than later. And I really honestly believe, Raider Nation, we're going to find something out one way or the other sometime next week while we're in Arizona for the Super Bowl for Radio Row. But here's Derek Carr on wondering if he's going to get traded or flat out released.
Oh, it's nice having a no trade, you know, because, you know, I can take my time, I can be patient, and it could be either. You know, I'll never close the door on anything, you know, and it could be a trade, it could be, you know, when I'm released. You know, I don't care about the optics of it. Like, who cares? You know, I can control that. You know, I'm not just going to accept a trade because it looks better. You know, I don't care about that. You know, I'm going to make the best decision for me and my family. And it was actually nice. I was talking to Peyton about it today when he was released, you know, and he's like, man, he's like, it was kind of surreal in the moment. You're like, wow, you can't even believe it, you know, but then you just go to the next place and you move on, you do your best there. And it's nice to hear that from someone who I think is the best, man. He's the best to play the game. He's someone I always looked up to, and you know, he's one of those guys that will go down as one of the greatest ever. So to hear him say that, to hear him say I've been through that too, it's nice to hear.
So there it is. You hear him talking about the no-trade clause is a nice thing to have, and he's not worried about the optics of it. He talked to Peyton Manning, and I'll tell you right now, it doesn't sound like anyone who has any plans of, you know, being – being traded or accepting a trade. It sounds like someone who knows that he's going to be released sooner rather than later, and he's not too worried about it. I don't have the audio on this, but he was asked about that February 15th date, and he said he has no intention of extending that February 15th date on his contract to facilitate a trade. So, and he also confirmed that he has not been granted permission to talk to other teams about a trade. So, again, does not sound like a guy who's going to get traded at all. And I know a lot of Raider Nation is holding out hopes, thinking maybe the Raiders could get a first-round pick, maybe a second-round pick, maybe they can get anything. I just don't see it. Maybe last second someone jumps up and decides to make a trade, but I just feel like that they're going to release him sooner rather than later. I'm actually surprised that they haven't released him yet, since he is playing in the Pro Bowl and they don't want to risk the chance of him getting injured, even though I know it's not contact, it's flag football. You never know, right? Non-contact injuries happen all the time. So that's something I'm kind of surprised by. I guess it could still happen before the game actually happens on Sunday, but you know, at some point next week, I do believe he's going to get flat-out released. Also, he was asked what he's looking for in his next team. So here's Derek Carr on what team he's looking for.
I just want to win. And so, you know, there's a lot of teams that, you know, want to win. And I'm just looking for teams that, you know, have made that decision consistently. They'll continually choose to do whatever it takes to, you know, put a winning, you know, program out there. And so, you know, for me, that's, I just want to win a championship, you know. And so that's at the forefront of mine. It's not money. It's not this. It's not that. You know, I just want to, you know, I've thrown for the yards. I have the records. I've done the Pro Bowls. And it's fun, and I'm thankful for all of it. But as you guys have known me, it's not at all why I do it. You know, I want to win a championship. And so that's on the forefront. That doesn't guarantee whoever I go to, we can automatically do it. But I'm just trying to find a place where I have my best chance possible.
So he said that. He's maintained that for a very long time. I just want to win. I just want to win. I just want to win. I want to go to a team that's stable, a team that has a commitment of winning, and he wants an opportunity to win a championship. So a lot of people have been throwing out the Washington football team or the Washington Commanders. I don't think he'd go there. I don't think that fits the description of what he's looking for. Maybe the Jets, they have a nice defense. They have some nice weapons on offense. Don't know if they're really right where they need to be yet, but maybe that's a team that would intrigue him. I still think the Colts are a team that would intrigue him. Trying to think what else. Maybe Atlanta, but I don't think that they're anywhere close to, you know, trying to be a team that's going to contend. Houston is definitely not a team that's about to contend. So, I mean, if you start really thinking about teams that are maybe a Derek Carr away from being a really stinking good team, there's not a whole lot of them. There really isn't. So we'll see what happens. We'll see who he ends up signing with eventually, but he's ready to play. He said he was working out a lot and that he's been trying to grind and get ready for the next season. So there's no doubt about it. He'll be playing next season. And like I said, there'll be more opportunities throughout the course of the weekend, hopefully, to talk to DC, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, and also Max Crosby. As I mentioned, media availability is Saturday at noon at Allegiant Stadium. So I'll definitely be there for that. Also on Thursday, the Raiders made a reserve future signing of an offensive lineman, and they've made a couple of these so far this offseason, and they're going to continue to make these. They're going to make a bunch of them before it's all said and done. The Raiders tweeted out that they signed offensive lineman Justin Murray to a reserve future contract. Murray spent last season with the Bills after playing three seasons with the Cardinals. He originally entered the NFL as an undrafted free agent with the Broncos back in 2016. Has also played for the Buccaneers, Saints, Bengals, and Raiders during his five-year career. He's 6'5", 315 pounds. He's appeared in 37 career games with 20 starts in 2019. He started a career-high 12 games for the Cardinals. He's a Cincinnati, Ohio native, played collegiately at the University of Cincinnati from 2012 to 2015. So there you go. Another guy that they're putting into the mix. Another offensive lineman that they're bringing into the mix. He's a guy that has he has experience in the NFL, so that's a good thing. Who knows what it means at the end of the run? They signed a couple guys here and there that look somewhat promising, but again, they're reserve future guys, so you never really know what you're going to get from that. As far as I'm concerned, they're guys that are going to enter into the offseason program with the team, and if they like what they got, cool, they'll stick around. If they don't, they'll let them go and they'll sign some other folks. I mean, it's just kind of the nature of the beast. That's how the offseason is built up. So that's all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Coming up in segment number two, going to talk about, I got a question, a really good question from Vegas Austin. So you'll hear the question and then you'll hear my response. And it's really about drafting and developing young quarterbacks and what I believe the Raiders need to do. No matter what they do at the quarterback position to start in 2023, at some point they've got to get a young dude. So I'll break that down. We'll talk about that. We'll do it in segment number two after we talk about the title sponsor of the show, which is LinkedIn Jobs. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more effectively by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job posts, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect them with fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on their job qualifications, all on one platform. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. Right now, LinkedIn Jobs will help you find the qualified candidate you want to talk to faster. All you got to do is post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Of course, all the conversation right now is quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. And I kind of hate that it's all quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. But really, until the wheels start getting in motion about that quarterback position, it's kind of what it's going to be, right? So we got a really good question from my guy, Vegas Austin. He's calling to talk about the options the Raiders have. Also has a question to ask about the development of a quarterback. Here he is, Vegas Austin.
It's good, Q. It's your boy, Vegas Austin. First call in the offseason. Been listening every day. So far, I agree with all your takes about our options. You know, everyone that comes up to me in the office says, what are the Raiders going to do? What should you do? Because, you know, I'm a big fan, and I'm on the same page as you. I thought the veteran was the best move. Maybe draft a QB and develop him. But the point I wanted to make is, you know, I'm not too certain about the Raiders' ability to develop a quarterback and have that sort of patience and organizational strength that you see in, you know, the Chiefs or the 49ers, where they draft well and they develop well, and they can turn a second or third rounder into a great player. I thought Jalen Hurts is a great example of that. I think he, correct me if I'm wrong, but he went second or third round, and, you know, he wasn't great. He wasn't phenomenal in his first year or two. I remember I actually went to the game against the Eagles last season, in which the Raiders won in a Legion. He looked okay. He didn't look like the Hurts he looks now, but that's because he got developed well and, you know, turned into a top five, top 10 quarterback. So, I guess, you know, beyond trading for Rodgers or maybe another veteran, do you believe in our ability to sort of draft a QB second round either this year or next and develop them into someone great? Or do you think that you still have to get a top pick in the draft for them to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback? Thanks, Q. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much for the call, and I wanted to separate that and put it in segment number two because I thought it was a really good call. I thought it was a really valid call, and, you know I talked about on the show on Thursday about Aaron Rodgers and that's got to be the way to go immediately. I believe that the Raiders have to be a competitive team. I don't believe that they cannot be a competitive team. Like, you can't just go into the season, in my opinion, just my opinion, with a rookie quarterback and say, okay, sink or swim, rookie, go get it done, and compete with Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson. I just don't think that you could do that. And some people believe that, hey, you know, you can go in with a young guy, you can go in with Jarrett Stidham and just see what happens and continue to build up the team. I just don't think that they could sit there idle in the AFC West and end up being the worst team in the AFC West, and that's going to be okay. I just don't think, for many reasons, that's going to be it. So I think when it comes to developing a quarterback, the first thing you have to have when you're trying to develop a young quarterback is a young quarterback that wants to be developed, right? You mentioned Jalen Hurts, and one of the biggest reasons why I was a Jalen Hurts fan, and I am a Jalen Hurts fan to this day, is because he was a guy that you could tell was going to work his tail off. He was going to do everything it takes to get better and improve. And he was going to hear all the critics say, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. And all he was going to do is get into the lab and work and work and work. And so, look, this is what I think. I think that the Raiders should definitely attempt to go get Aaron Rodgers. Team him back up with Devontae Adams and let the chips fall where they may. At least he's giving you an opportunity immediately to compete with Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Sean Payton, right? Andy Reid, right? I mean, Brandon Staley, I don't really consider a whole lot, but they do have Kellen Moore, who's a pretty sharp offensive mind, even though I don't agree with his play calling, to team up with Justin Herbert. So I think he gives you an opportunity right now. I don't want the draft capital to be too much or whatever you got to give up. So Dave Ziegler, the one thing I really like about him, or what I feel like I know about him, is that he's very disciplined. He'll only do so much before he says, okay, that's just not worth it anymore. So that's the kind of approach. When I say put on a full court press, yeah, put on the full court press, show that you want him, maybe have Davante Adams make a call or two to try to recruit him, right? Like just like Derek Carr did with Davante Adams, maybe that's the case. But then also be disciplined. All right, look, this is what we're willing to give up with, and that's it. And if you want more than that, well, then we'll just have to figure out something else. Look, if they only have one plan for success, then they've already lost, right? You can't just have one plan. So that's the thing. So I think that that would be the best idea for the immediate. But as Most Known Unknown and many others have said, you have to take a chance and get a young dude at some point. So I would have no problem. Like, even if they dipped into the draft this year and got a guy like DTR, which I think will be available probably in the third round, you know, day two, maybe early day three, go get him. See what happens. Just see if he can develop. He's not a guy who's going to be ready to play right away, and that's okay if you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers. The only way you go get a young guy and maybe even have to possibly trade up to go get a young guy is if you strike out on the veterans that you feel like that you really like. You know, and then on top of that, you have to really, if you're going to trade up to go get a guy, you have to really be in love with that guy. Like, whatever you see, you just know that's going to be your guy. That's the only way that you can commit to doing that. So I think that, yeah, you could develop a young guy if that young guy wants to be developed. I say it all the time. I'd rather go to war with a guy that I know is going to work his tail off and give me everything he's got than a guy that I'm going to have to ask to push. Hey, man, you need to study a little bit more. Hey, man, not so much video games. Get back on in the playbook. You know, like they did with Kyler Murray in Arizona, as embarrassing as that was. Right, a guy that you don't have to tell, get in the playbook. Hey, we need you to come in to do this off-season workout program. We need you to be in the weight room. We need you. You don't want that guy. You want a guy that wants to do everything he has to do. Going into this past season, people were saying that Jalen Hurts, he might not make it, right? They were saying, well, this year, they put some weapons around him, see if he sinks or swim, right? He has to prove that he's going to be the franchise guy. Well, all he's doing is playing in the Super Bowl. So he's proven who he is, but he's always just put his head down and worked his tail off. He did it at Alabama. He did it at Oklahoma. You can even hear him talk after games now, and it's just, you know, the main thing is always the main thing. It stays the main thing, and they haven't accomplished anything yet, right? They haven't accomplished anything until February 12th is said and done in Glendale, Arizona. The clock says zero, and Philadelphia's on top, if they're on top. They haven't done nothing in Jalen Hurts' eyes. That's the kind of guy you need to get. So if that's a Hendon Hooker, if that's a DTR, if that's, you know, a Clayton Tune, if that's, you know, a Tanner McKee, if that's it, I mean, any quarterback could be developed, but it all starts right here, right inside them, right inside that heart. If they have the heart to be the guy, then they could be the guy, right? They just have to go out there and do it, because these guys don't make it to the NFL with no talent. They all have talent. How much do they want to work at developing that talent on their own? I believe the coaches are smart. You see what these coaches have done with the right players around them. They've got it done, right? Look, Tom Brady was a late round pick, right? He's the GOAT. A seven-time champion, right? He's got seven Lombardis or seven rings. That's not because he just rested on his talent alone. No, he worked his tail off to get better and better and better and prove that he wasn't that, you know, that out of shape kid that was coming out of Michigan that ran real slow. And you know what I mean? Like he worked his tail off to be that guy, including working on his diet. And look, let's use Josh Jacobs for an example. He led the league in rushing this year. The Raiders didn't pick up his fifth year option, and he got angry. Not at them. He just got angry and said, okay, I'm going to go out there and show you. And he even said, he told us many times in the locker room following games, you know, I got a personal chef. I cleaned up my diet. I got on a different workout regime. I'm doing this, that, and the other. Like, he put in the work to be the best he could be. And what did it turn into? The leading rusher in the league. Same thing with the quarterback. He doesn't have to start right away, right? He can sit behind Aaron Rodgers without Aaron Rodgers even trying to help him, because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to try to help develop a young quarterback. That's not how he gets down. That's not his job. I don't blame him for that. Just go out and be the best Aaron Rodgers you could be. It's up to the dude sitting behind Aaron Rodgers or Jarrett Stidham sitting behind Aaron Rodgers to continue to grow, right? I mean, Jarrett Stidham came in and did a really good job in those two games that we saw, that small sample size between the 49ers and the Chiefs. He did a really good job in the first game and a good job in the second game. Lost both of them, right? It wasn't anything that you just say, oh man, that was fantastic, but he was ready. And so, you know, that's something that you can respect. He was ready to go. The moment wasn't too big for him because he had been preparing like he was that guy. Like, look at Brock Purdy. They were calling him Mr. Irrelevant. All he did is go and win every single game until he got to the NFC Championship game against Philly and got knocked out. But you know why he was ready? Because they said he was preparing like the starter the whole season. That's the kind of guy you need. I don't care where you find him. You've got to find a young dude that you're comfortable with that you know is going to have the work ethic to get where he needs to be. So I guess that's the best way I can answer that question. The Raiders need to get a guy, a young dude. Whether they do it this year, they find the right guy this year, or if they have a veteran like a Rodgers in place, maybe they can find him next year in the draft. I don't know where they're going to get him from, but they need to get him. They need to get a guy that can compete and battle each and every Sunday with Herbert, with Mahomes, and Russell Wilson. Because the first two, Mahomes and Herbert, they ain't going nowhere anytime soon. And Russell Wilson still got a little something-something in the tank, and I think Sean Payton's going to find a way to get it out of there. So that's basically my opinion on that. So, yeah, I think that the coaching staff can definitely develop a young quarterback. It's just a young quarterback's got to be willing to be developed and work and do his part to also play that role. So that's what I got for you. So thank you so much, Vegas Austin, for that call. I do appreciate you. Thought that was a really good call. Speaking of calls, we got calls and texts. Your calls and texts. What's on your mind? 707-654-4693. Before we get to that, though, you know what time of year it is, right? That's right. It's tax season. Go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Meet with the expert who will do them for you. TurboTax experts can relieve you from the stress of taxes and file for you so you can do, well, not your taxes. Show your eyes things that are not taxes. Unpack a moving box of not taxes. Taste, not taxes. Sing, not taxes. Hope, not taxes. Sleeps through the night, right? Grab a saddle and ride not taxes into the sunset. With TurboTax, an expert will do your taxes from start to finish, ensuring your taxes are done right. It's guaranteed so you can relax. Feels good to be done with your taxes, doesn't it? Of course it does. Go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Intuit TurboTax. Full service products only. Video meeting while experts does your taxes required. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your calls and text straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Let's start things off with a text from Raider Eddie in Denver. He says, hey, Q, Raider Eddie in Denver here. You say Las Vegas is a town where a team needs to have attractions to bring in home team fans. We all knew that'd be a problem with the move to Vegas. You also say the team is in win-now mode and that DA needs to be placated. Nonsense. We need to stack smart moves onto other smart moves and patiently build a team. Tired of all the big whiffs. Do you really think Aaron Rodgers would even like playing in McGenius' system? Five leads blown in the second half, and he'd probably retire midseason. That's Raider Eddie in Denver. Thank you so much for the text. I do appreciate you. And I don't know, man. I can't say that I'm a Las Vegas expert, but I can tell you living here in the last 2 years that there's got to be something. There's got to be something for fans to go to. And just hear me out on that. I mean, you don't have to agree with me. Just hear me out. Stadiums will sit empty if there's no stars to go watch. If there's not a winning product, they will go empty. UNLV can't give away tickets. Literally give away tickets and pack the Thomas and Mack for basketball. And UNLV is a basketball school. Allegiant Stadium is empty when UNLV plays. You know why? Because they're not a winning program. The Golden Knights, as fantastic as they were, all of a sudden they've fallen on tough times. Now the energy's not even at the T-Mobile Arena anymore. These are facts. This isn't me making up. This is me spitting facts to you, letting you know what I'm talking about. We saw the last two games of the regular season, right? The 49er fans overran Allegiant Stadium. The Chiefs fans did the same thing the next week. That'll happen every week. It doesn't happen every week. I'm at every home game. It doesn't happen every week like that. Sometimes there's a lot of fans that come in from out of town, and other times there isn't. Yes, it's always going to be an attraction. It's Las Vegas. You're right. But as I could tell you from being at that last Raiders game in Oakland, December 15th, 2019? December 15th, 2019 against the Jaguars. There was plenty of Jaguar fans in Oakland. Right, and that's not a destination location. It's not like you're going to go to Oakland for a three-day vacation to go have a ton of fun. No, you're going to go there for a game, and that's what they did. But there was a ton of Jaguar fans there. So if the Raiders were actually a winning team, Raider Nation would be there. Even a lot of the Raider fans that bought season tickets that might just be on the fence or just bought some for an investment to go ahead and turn around and sell them, there would be a lot of Raider fans that would be itching to buy those tickets that are available instead of just letting someone from out of town buy them. That's just my opinion. You could be I could be wrong, right? Like I said, I'm not an expert. You know, like you said, you're in Denver. So I'm sure that you have a better idea of what goes on in Denver more than I do, right? So maybe you're right about this too. Maybe they just need to sit there with not a very talented team, just patiently grow the team, and everything will be fine. I think Raider Nation's tired of being patient. I don't know about you. I don't know how long you've been a fan, Raider Eddie, but I'll tell you right now, as long as I've been a fan, forget the podcast, forget radio, I'm tired of being patient. I'd like to see the team win. I got in a conversation about this on the radio on Thursday. Hell, my son's almost 21. He's never seen a winning Raider team, right? I mean, there's fans that are old now at this point that haven't seen a winning team. Isn't patience getting old? Tired of being patient. I'd like to see a winning team. I'd like to see it pay off. So when I tell everyone, oh yeah, the Raiders are going to be really good, I'd actually like it to happen. So when people come in from out of town, it's like, Q, let's go to Allegiant Stadium. Let's see a Raider game. Okay, cool. They don't leave disappointed because they just saw the Raiders blow a 20-point lead like they had against the Cardinals. That's what I'm talking about. And I think that Aaron Rodgers immediately would do that while they're trying to help find their next quarterback. Obviously, they need to find a new quarterback. Aaron Rodgers or any other veteran is not going to be there forever. They've got to invest in a young guy. They just got to find the right young guy. But you're right. Maybe they could sit there and be patient and develop it, and it would be no big deal. Maybe. I will be, if I'm wrong, cool. You know, I have no problem coming out and saying, hey, I was wrong. Raider 80 in Denver, you were absolutely right. But I doubt that. Big E in the 209, he's calling to talk about the quarterback position, has an idea that he wanted to float out there. Here he is, Big E in the 209.
Hey, what up, Q? Big E from the 209, man. I'm just calling a real quick question. So in light of, you know, Tom Brady retiring, that going on, and then, you know, Derek Carr being named the Pro Bowl, what are the chances of that relationship being, you know, mended and him coming back for another year to the Raiders? Because how I look at it is, in free agency, there's not many options in free agency quarterbacks, and I feel like Carr is probably one of the better options in free agency, unless we're getting Aaron Rodgers, which I know I've seen some rumors saying he bought a house in Las Vegas. I don't know how true that is, but you know how when Devontae Adams did that, he ended up coming. I mean, it'd be great to get Aaron Rodgers, but at the end of the day, if all else fails, why wouldn't we just bring him back for another year? Because as you stated before, the statistics show with him, he does better in the second year of, you know, new offensive coordinator system plans in the second year anyway. And then, I mean, you can draft a quarterback to sit behind him and learn the system, just as you stated before. So just wanted to know that, like, what are the chances are of him coming back to the Raiders, you know, because shoot, there's just not that many options. Jimmy G's a lateral move, like you said, or worse, he never stays healthy. I mean, who else are we going to bring in, you know? Like, Lamar Jackson doesn't go anywhere, health concerns as well, like, you know. Or are the Bears going to grab a quarterback, and get rid of Justin Fields? There's so many questions. So I just want to know your answers on that, Q, you know, what you think about, you know, mending the relationship with Carr. All right, have a good one, Q.
Thank you for the call, my man. And, yeah, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but D.C., the Raiders, that relationship is 99.9% done, right? I mean, it's just not happening. I mean, Derek, he talked to the media on Thursday at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center. He said he'll always be a Raider. One day he'll come back 10 or 15 years later. He'll take his kids to a Raider game. He'll sit in the black hole. He'll do whatever. He'll always be a Raider, but he's looking for his next team. He's not going to be playing for the Raiders in 2023. He's not. Right, I know what happened with Jimmy G and the 49ers, but he was injured. And Derek Carr is not injured. There's going to be a team that's going to want him, and he's going to go to another team. So I believe that that is a done deal. There's no way that that's going to happen. So, again, like I mentioned on Thursday's show, if the Raiders want to be real competitive, and if they don't want to be real competitive, maybe they want to take the Raider Eddie and Denver approach and just, you know, slowly, methodically build the team and be patient. If that's what they want to do, then you're right. They don't need Aaron Rodgers. They don't need anyone. They don't need Jimmy G for that. They can go and draft a rookie and let him take his lumps, right? I mean, hell, Derek Carr did that. He was drafted in 2014 and started every game for the minute that he was drafted. So if that's the approach they want to take, then that's what they should do. Just go draft a quarterback, a young cat, and just roll him out there and see what happens. And if he doesn't work, that's all right. Go draft another young cat, roll him out there and see what happens. You can go back to that quarterback carousel that the Raiders had for many years between Rich Gannon and Derek Carr. Got a text now from New York Old School Raider. Yo, Q, New York Old School Raider again. It's been a minute. First, thank you again for the heartfelt podcast on your son. Hopefully all of Raider Nation will remember this is just a game. Life and family are precious. Second, I have nothing but respect for DC. He's an outstanding person, but it's time to move on. Third, Ziegler and McDaniel have a plan. They saw DC's ceiling and knew they had to move on. To me, the final straw was a pick six to the Patriots' Kyle Duggar when we had a 17-3 second half lead that was against the Patriots. They did not take this job banking on TB12 nor Aaron Rodgers. They saw their quarterback of the future in the draft and they feel they can get him in the top 10. Four quarterbacks were drafted before Matt Jones. They know how to pick quarterbacks. Would not be surprised if it's Levis or Richardson. TB12 retiring and DC making Pro Bowl are fantastic news. When they trade DC, they trade his contract. That could be after February 15th. His contract is guaranteed, does not mean that they have to pay it, and his contract is very friendly for a Pro Bowl quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is not going to an NFC team, so next best quarterback option is DC. Who's looking? The entire NFC South, 49ers, Washington, AFC teams that don't get Rodgers, Jets, Miami. No one wants Jimmy G or Baker Mayfield. To sum it up, Ziggy keeps saying you build through the draft. We need depth on the offensive line and all levels of D. Josh McDaniels showed the entire NFL he could take a backup quarterback in Stidham and put up 34 points on the number one D in NFL. Derek Carr couldn't have done any better. We need to spend wisely on free agents, young, durable, defensive dogs. Can we add 4 to 5 key players? This is not a rebuild. This is a build. We won 6 games this year. 3 were walk-off wins. Devontae, Josh, and Chandler. We could have been 3-13. We had 5 double-digit leads in the second half. We could have been 11-5. Could have, would have, should have. Josh and Ziggy, I trust there will be no Band-Aids. Build it right, as always. Just win, baby. That was a very lengthy text right there from New York Old School Raider. I don't even know where to start with that. It was just very lengthy. Lots of stuff there. And the one thing I'll say about Josh McDaniels, we talked in segment number 2 about developing a young quarterback. He did take Mac Jones to the playoffs as a rookie. It wasn't the most, fantastic playbook, right? It wasn't the most exotic offense, but he did find a way to get Mac Jones and the Patriots into the playoffs. Now, they had a really good defense, though, so maybe it's possible. Maybe I'm completely off base, and they'll be competitive with a rookie quarterback. I'm not a big fan of Will Levis. I'm not really a big fan of Anthony Richardson, but maybe they see something that I don't. I'm not a talent scout. I'm just a guy behind a microphone. So, again, I have no problem being wrong. We'll see how it all shakes out. Like I said, it's going to be a story until it's not. I don't think there's any trade that's going to happen. I believe he's going to get released. That's talking about Derek Carr. And, then he'll pick his own location wherever he goes. And based off what he said to the media on Thursday, sounds like he's in no hurry. And the Raiders have been in no hurry to give him permission to go seek a trade. So, there's that. That's really all I got time for on today's show. It's really all I got time for on this week. But Raider Nation should be a fun weekend. The Pro Bowl's going on. The Shrine Bowl just got wrapped up, obviously, but the Pro Bowl action is going to be going on. Again, I expect to meet with multiple Raiders on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium. They have their media session starting around 12:30, something like that, Pacific time. So hopefully I get an opportunity to catch up with those guys, something I'll bring to the podcast for Monday's show. Also on Sunday, we'll be taking off and headed to Arizona for Radio Row for the Super Bowl, something that I've been pretty accustomed to doing every single year. We were in L.A. last year. This year will be in Arizona. So looking forward to that, bringing you the sights and sound of everything on Radio Row. And you never know. If you've been rocking with me for a while, you never know what to expect from Radio Row. The one thing I do know, I'll keep my backpack close. Backpack got jacked last year. It ain't going to get jacked this year. That's for sure. That's one thing I can guarantee. So until Monday, Raider Nation, take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Love on your family. Most importantly, as always, just win, baby.